Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. I'm so delighted to have Minister D on the stage with me today. And for those that don't know who she has been just a devoted team member here at Hope. Part of our ministry team, and has served for over two decades here at Hope. You can give God a hand for that, amen? And so she's been an active part since 2000, and in addition to her ministry here, she's built an impressive career with the Department of Corrections, where she's served for 30 years. She oversees six facilities and approximately 370 employees. So, wow. So that's what Miss D is doing when you don't see her here. But she's up for another promotion at work. So we're proud of her. And so today we just want to welcome her to the stage. You can greet everybody today.
I'm overwhelmed. The love, the support from each and everyone. When Pastor Josh asked me, could he interview me? I looked at it for a long time. But how can I say no to? Because it's not Pastor Josh. I'm saying no to God. So, you know, I just want it to be a blessing to you guys that there is something called balance in the workplace.
Amen. Before we get into it today, let's pray together. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would let us hear what we need to hear today. God, let us look at your word. Let us look at examples in your word, and God, let it cause us to be successful in the life that you've given us to live. God, I thank you that your word is a lamp into our feet and a light into our pathway. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. So we've been on this great series called Higher, and but I want to bring this into the realm that most of us deal with every single week, and that's the workplace. So what does it mean to be called higher on the job? I love this topic. We've had a lot of talks about this, Ms. D. So what does it mean to be called higher, to take that faith walk higher, but in the workplace?
Well, my standpoint, I did some studying, but I'm going to speak from the heart. To be called higher is laying down your will for his will. And sometimes we don't understand what God calling us to do because, you know, we have this kind of thing of where we know what we want to do with our own life. But we don't know because Jeremiah 29:11 say he know the plans he have for you. And the thing is that you have to be open. You have to be available. You have to be ready in season and out of season to do what God called you to do. And to be called higher in the workplace is just letting your light shine in the workplace because like where I work, I know it's a battle. And it is very, very demonic. And I'm fighting against spirits every day. But I never enter those gates without putting on the full armor of God. Never. And you really don't have to say much being a Christian. Just let your light shine. You know, and then God will send you the people. That's something that I always pray first because I do my devotion. Then I start my day, but I always say, God, who you want me to speak to today? Yeah. I never take it upon myself just to be, you know, throwing out words, you know, like the religious people to be seen. No, that's not me. Because I know I got a price to pay if I do that. Because some people's souls are at stake. So I just remain humble. Okay, God, who do you want me to speak to? Even if you don't send somebody today, it can be a kind act that you do throughout your work day.
I wanted to dive in on that because that's so great. There's some things that we should do, and there's some things that we shouldn't do in the workplace. And I think sometimes, you know, we mean well, but we can stick out like a sore thumb instead of a sweet perfume, right? The opposite is true also. We shouldn't just fade into the background and not be of any witness either. So some Christians, I think, though well-intended, overdo it. It's like the salt. They put too much salt on the food. And so I believe you can overdo it. You can underdo it. So let me explain what Jesus said right here in Matthew 5:13. He said, "You are the salt of the earth," right? Or Matthew 5:14 says, "You're the light of the world." So if we know anything about salt, any dish, now you do a lot of cooking, you do a lot of food prep, and so any dish can be undersalted or it can be oversalted. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
You know, and the same goes for light. Light can be helpful and pleasant, but it also can be obnoxious or irritating if somebody shines the light in your eyes or in your face. So you don't have to look too far to see this in action, right? In a dark room, when somebody turns off the light switch, the person that's got the flashlight, they can shine the way for you. They can shine the light at your feet, or they could shine it in your eyes. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's the light, but sometimes people use it in an aggressive way. And so salt and light can be used the right way, or it can be used the wrong way. They can be overused or underused, and that's not good. I believe when we look at Jesus, Jesus wants us to illuminate the pitfalls of life for others. Jesus wants us to increase the beauty with the salt that we bring. So this is what we see in Jesus' ministry. He offered the Word of God in a way that elevated, inspired, and brought life. Can you speak on that for a minute?
Absolutely. Being salt and light in the world today is biblically is still telling you that you're displaying Christ-like characters. So my thing is, people are looking for someone to be genuine. We cannot judge people. We need to meet them where they at. At my new workplace, when I got moved up to Martin, I didn't realize that what I was walking into, it was very, very heavy. And I didn't go there to change things. I went there to be the change. So my thing, that's two different things. You're making things happen in your will, or you're going to let God do his thing. So when they asked me to go there, and the main thing my regional director said, "Ms. Howard, you was the only person came to my mind that could nurture these people back." So it took me a year and a half. I just sat back and I wanted to see what was broken, what happened. And I did that. And when I tell you the response I got from people, the other day one of my staff members told the auditor, say, "She the best supervisor we ever had." Because I treat people the way I want to be treated. My dad always taught me that. Don't dish it if you can't take it. You know, so we have to treat people the way Christ wants us to treat people. I was talking to Diamond this morning, and I said, you know, I got to lay some things down. Because what I used to do, I can't do no more. And I was sitting back just reflecting, okay, God, you sent me here on a mission. And this mission has been very hard because I got promoted the day my son-in-law passed. But I felt it was a transition. That was a transition. And to this day, my staff trusts me. I sit with an open door because I have an open door policy. But I create a safe place where they can come and tell me anything. And I address it right then and there. But I always tell them, if something is going to cause harm to yourself, I have to report it. So I make that clear. But love the people as Christ would love the people. Let your light so shine before all men. It's not our light, because our light dim. I'm here for real. It is dim. But when God shines through you, it's not even about our performance. It's what he's doing through us. We have to be ready to be used wherever he places us. We can't be so religious that we can't walk into an arena of people and be that light out of millions. So, you know, people, let's do a heart check on this. Like, just let our light so shine before all men. And you watch. You watch the salvation of the Lord fall upon the people.
Amen. All right, here's a great topic, right? Respecting the rules while still honoring God. You know, there's a lot of rules in the workplace, right? And sometimes these rules can be difficult to navigate when you're a person of faith. Right. You know, don't talk about religious things or whatever. And so sometimes there's rules in place that are helpful. Sometimes there's rules in place that kind of really suppress our faith in Christ. And so, you know, knowing how to navigate the difference between those two things, when there's, you know, there's moments that you have business owners that it's they're just trying to keep guardrails, you know, so people don't get to talking about stuff they shouldn't be talking about. But there's also environments, you know what I'm talking about, environments that are like really, really anti-faith. Mm-hmm. And so can you talk to me a little bit about being respectful of rules that are in place, but also shining the light in the workplace and how you've navigated that over the years?
Over the years, even being a young Christian, I still didn't understand a lot of things, but I know that God is real. And then working in corrections, you have maybe over 100 and some odd religions, and we have to allow every inmate to participate in certain religions that they participate in. So there I am. I'm putting on that suit again because I never know what I'm going to come up against. And I just never have to say, yo, hey, I'm Christian. No, I just walk that walk and let God do everything else because, you know, we're mighty and valiant. You know what I'm saying? We rise up as that true giant in the Word of God. And we have to simplify the Word, though. You know, people want to see your flaws. They really do. Well, how you get to this place? So let me tell you my story, how I got there. This is how I got there in X, Y, and Z, and people's mouth be wide open. So my thing is that I always, as I said earlier, that I ask God, what do you want me to speak on today? Or who do you want me to speak on today? Or what do you want me to do? Not my will, but your will. And I lay it down. When I say I lay it down, I lay it down. I don't even have to ask for the open doors. The doors be opened already. So we just take that opportunity, hey, let me pray for you. People come to my office and ask for prayer. The other day we had an academy to graduate, and as soon as I walked in, my warden said, Miss Howard, you going to do invocation? He didn't ask me. He volunteered me. And I just smiled at him. All right, I guess so. But it was another standing ovation. People need to hear some things because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready at all. I wasn't even expecting that because me, I like to fade into the background. But God calling us not to shrink back anymore. He's pushing us to the forefront. So we really have to stay focused on what he called us to do, not what Deidre want to do, not what any one of you guys want to do. Lord, what do you want me to do in this place?
The interesting thing that I've found is that in these environments, in these different work environments, God can show us how to speak the truth without becoming a problem. In the place where we were, Christianity, when presented correctly, is a solution, not a problem. The teachings of Christ, when presented correctly and creatively, are a benefit to our workplace. You know, so that's what I've seen, and that's in some of the discussions that we've had. What you've done is you've become a solution. So you didn't use the salt to oversalt over here, but you said, let me, by the Spirit, let me discern how much salt to put here, how much salt to be here, how much light to shine here, how much light to shine there. And so you're following the Holy Spirit as you're being a person of faith and navigating that place. Now to what you were saying, I like 1 Corinthians 11:1, and it says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. And I think this is one of the things that we need to do in the workplace. You know, how well are we at setting a Christ-like example? You know, when we act like Christ, people begin to ask us, hey, there's something different about you. What is it? And it opens up the door to have healthy conversations about faith. We communicate so much through our actions, right? Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan who goes the extra mile. He goes out of his way to show these acts of kindness. So it says a lot about our faith in how we treat people. Yes. and how we respond to authority. The Bible talks about respect those in authority over us, right? In how we approach our work ethic, right? If you got bad work ethic, nobody's going to look at you and say, man, I love your Christian faith.
Right?
That's the truth. And so when we have good work ethic, when we respect those over us in authority, when we treat those that are peer level with compassion, someone is going to notice there's something different about the way that you walk. And that's an opportunity to be a living illustration of what the Christian faith looks like in action. Talk a little bit about that with us.
Being a Christian, what Bishop always taught us, we correct in love. If we don't correct in love, then it's abuse. A lot of people go through that enough in their homes. Out here in this world, we see a lot of difference today and time. It's an evil world right now. And people just looking for love, true love, authentic love, agape love. That's the love they're looking for. Being an example, what I do with my staff, I started sending early morning texts, and it's texts of inspiration. And I think when I was sick last month, I didn't send them out. Then they got worried, like, what happened? And some of them say, and I always tell my staff, I don't know your faith. So I respect whatever faith you are. But this is, you know, this is what I believe in, and this is what I'm speaking over you all. You know, you don't have to agree with me. And then I also offer them the opportunity to leave if they feel uncomfortable. But just walk that walk. I had my OICs, which is the officers in charge, my captains. I had one come to me and said, while I was on vacation, I didn't miss this place, but I miss you, Miss Howard. He did. He said, for the simple fact is that you treat us like we're people. You never degrade us. You correct us, but you don't degrade us. And that meant a lot, because everybody in leadership is not meant to be, you know, meant to lead. You know, they're compromised just to get in certain positions. I'm not compromising for nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing, because the simple fact is that what man can give you, he can take away. But what God give you, no man can touch that. None whatsoever.
That's good. That's good.
And I was sitting at the table, at the round table, and y'all know, I'm not racist, y'all. But, you know, I'm the only woman of color, the only person of color in the workplace. And when I look at my picture on the wall, God said, I put you there. Because I was shrinking back. He didn't call me to do that.
Amen.
He called me to be that light. He called me to stand tall in a place like that, because people need healing.
Yeah.
People, you know, people want to see how you overcame that. They're going to ask you that question, well, how did you do that, Miss Howard? I say, I don't know, but I know God do.
Right.
You know, and I turn something into a joke every day. But I am... So, I correct in love, I'm stern, but I'm fair. I'm very stern, but I'm fair. I have zero tolerance for foolishness at all. That's in the church, out the church, wherever I am. I just have that no-nonsense tolerance, because what happened, if you just let anything slide, that says a lot about you. No, my daddy always said something about integrity. Integrity goes a long way.
So we're sowing seeds. All right, you can give a hand for that. That's good. Everything you say is good today. We sow seeds both with our words and our actions. The harvest is not always immediate, right? In the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, some seed falls on good ground, some seed doesn't, but our job is to sow seeds that lead people to Jesus, right? So you're respectful of other people's faith, but you're sowing seeds, consistently sowing seeds about who Jesus is, about the message, about the gospel. And a seed is not the full picture. It can lead someone to the full picture, but a seed is not a sermon, right? It's something that God gives us a window to plant a seed, and sometimes we get this wrong and we try to preach a whole sermon in the workplace. That's oftentimes that's not the time for it. But we have to know when it's time to preach and when it's time to plant a seed. And so many times in the workplace, it's time for seed planting. Let them see your actions. A little word of encouragement. A little scripture here. How have you sown some seeds of faith over the years that you've seen that have been helpful to others to kind of point the direction to Jesus?
I can say my current staff now. Last week I had a great niece that finished her academy at Everglades, so it allowed me to go back to my old facility of 25 years. And I miss it. It's close to home, but I miss it because that was my starting point. But then as I looked back and when I walked in, if they had a red carpet, they would have rolled it out. But what came to me was that y'all didn't appreciate me while I was here. So God had to just, you know, unpluck me and plant me somewhere else. And when I tell you, my staff will do any and everything because I give them my ear. I didn't judge them. When I promoted a couple of people that administration fought me over, but I saw the potential in them. So I want to give them the opportunity. So I have one, she rough around the edges, and what comes up comes out. So when she hear me say, Fuse, she already know. She finna report to my office. And so I said, close the door. And I said, I heard you over there. And she couldn't do nothing but drop her head. I said, you're in a leadership role now. So there's some things you're going to have to lay down. You can't just say what you want to say to people because you're not going to get no results from that. They're going to become, what's that word I want to use? They're going to be combative or defensive in this whole atmosphere. So you can't do that. Yeah. And even the warden praised her because she was one of the young ladies that he wanted to fire when he got there. Mm-hmm. So to see her now where she's at out of a year and a half, and she say, thank you for believing in me. Those are seeds that you sow because what people don't see, God see. You know, we look on the outside, but what is the heart saying? What does the heart need? It just need cultivating. It just need nurturing. And I go back to what why they asked me to go there, to nurture. And, man, I got some real gems out there. I really do. And I love them. And I told them the other day, I said, you know what? I grow on to love you guys. And I never told my other staff that. What I did, I've grown to love them, and I fight for them. If you give me something to fight for, I'm going to fight for you. But if you don't, you're on your own. So, you know, we just, you know, you have to pick and choose your battles, but, you know, we also have to hold them responsible as well.
I love that. So I want to touch on one last area before we pray out. How many people have ever had challenges or challenging people in the workplace? All right? And a big amen to that, right? So sometimes they're... The challenge is a circumstance, but most times the challenge in the workplace is going to come in the form of a person. I believe on this side of heaven, there's always going to be something or somebody that is a challenge. It pushes you. In every season, there's going to be a situation or a person that you have to overcome. David had his Goliath. Moses had his Pharaoh. Jacob had his Esau and his Laban. We had two. And you probably have somebody at the job who's a challenge for you. And so here's what I want you to see. Many times God uses the challenge to cause us to grow. God uses the challenge to cause us to grow. God used Pharaoh to develop Moses and prepare the children of Israel. God used Goliath to establish David as the future leader of the nation. God used Esau and Laban to position Jacob for a blessing that was waiting for him. So the challenge is not against you, it's working for you if you allow it to. So what challenge or person that God has placed in your life, it's there to elevate and refine you. And that perspective will change the way you enter the workspace. That person that's challenging, that circumstance that's challenging, you're going to look at it different because you're going to say, God allowed this to be in my life. God allowed this to be at the job to refine and elevate me. So speak to that a little bit, Miss D.
Ooh, y'all ready? I have an AW who made my transition very hard. She was nasty. She was vindictive.
A higher up,
yes, my supervisor. So I was already in a broken state when I first got there. You know, when I got to that facility was like 700 and some appointments passed through. So I'm like, how you allowed this to happen? You didn't help the people? And she just dropped me off, you know? So I'm just looking at her because I know her. I know her from, she used to work with me at Everglades. And when I saw how she was moving, I don't like bullies. So I couldn't get beyond that because then it was bringing back the OD. And I tell people, I just look like this. I just look like this. I mean, like literally, she was taking up space in my head. Like, I wanted to lay hands, and not the way Jesus laid hands. Lay hands. You know, just flow her out real good. For real.
Tell the truth.
I did. I mean, I was like, she was weighing on me. And then recently, I had to go back and sit before God. I had to do a self-evaluation. Deidre, why you was sent there? What are you doing? And when I walked in 2026, I said, I won't let it happen no more. And when I approach her now, she don't know what to do. But God showed me a word. She was intimidated. She was intimidated. I said, okay, so I know how to move now, you know. When she's sick or whatever, I pray for her. It was hard. I told God, I didn't want to pray for her. Let me just tap her a little bit, you know. I didn't want to pray for her. But I had to be obedient. Obedience. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. Yeah. So I had to be obedient because I'm always disobedient at times. You know, I turn around in my wall and I say, okay, God, here I go again, you know. But he understands. He understands. So that's why I was put there, you know, to be that light. She has a daughter that's an alcoholic at 23, in and out of probation. And we're talking about a system warden child. But I listened. The reason her daughter's that way because of the words we speak over our children. Be careful, people. Be careful of the words you speak because it tends to create who they become. Yeah. So we can't do that. And I just started, and we went to a meeting last week, and one of my good friends that's down on this end, she said, oh, I see how you're doing better with your supervisor. I say, God is. But God is. So I choose him over me any day. And eventually, because one day she didn't get promoted, y'all, 3 times. She done been overlooked 3 times, but she can't see that she did anything wrong. She won't accept be accountable for her actions till recently. And she said, girl, I love Jesus. Oh, I say, hallelujah. I'm glad you do. You know, but I did tell her, I said, what God have for you, nobody can take it. So this me talking to my enemy. The enemy was using her to get me distracted. But I had to pull back in and understand, okay, Lord, I'm about your business.
That's so good. There's some leadership level talks. And if you start acting like a leader in the workplace, you're going to get promoted like a leader. At Hope United, we want to build up families. We want to raise leaders. There's this song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine. And I was thinking about that this week, you know. How can we let God's light shine through us? At all times. At home, we talked about that last week. In the workplace, we're talking about that this week. Wherever that we are, asking, God, is there some way that you need me to shine? How can I be the salt and light? There's no environment that we find ourselves in that doesn't need light. Among friends, let it shine. Among family, let it shine. In the workplace, let it shine. This little light of mine, you know, it's Christ in us. He's the hope of glory. Amen. Let's pray together. God, thank you for each and every person that's here today. God, thank you, Lord, for the journey of faith that you have them on. And God, I pray that you would, God, empower them to shine for you. God, wherever they are, whatever work environment they are, whatever challenges that they have at the work, whatever good things, whatever bad things, God, let them shine for you. Let them have Christian actions. Let them have a Christian perspective. Let them have the things coming out of their mouth. God, let it be like Christ. And God, I thank you, Lord, that you are the salt and the light. And you've created us to be the salt and the light. What a great opportunity. God, that there is a solution inside of us. God, that we can be a benefit and a blessing to our workplace. We can be a benefit to our coworkers. We can be a benefit to those over us. We can be a benefit to those that are under us, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you would let your light so shine, God, that it would, that people would see our good works and they would glorify the Father in heaven. God, I thank you for that. And maybe as heads are bowed, you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be in my walk with Jesus, but I really want to be in relationship with him. I want to have a strong relationship with Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. Maybe you say, Pastor, I've kind of drifted in my faith and I want to reconnect with him. If that's you, slip up your hand. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I ever really had that relationship with Jesus, but I want it. If that's you, slip up your hand. I'm going to pray with you today. If you raise your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your love.
Thank you for coming to earth.
Dying on the cross and rising again. I'm sorry for my sins, for my bad decisions. I need your help. Apply the perfect work that you did on the cross to my life. Forgive my sins. Give me a fresh start today. Teach me how to live a life that shines for you. Teach me how to live a life that pleases the Father. I surrender. I want to do it your way. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.